systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Baby, baby, I'd get down on my knees for you.
Hello and welcome to the Jam Hole.
Jam
it
hole.
Is Thursday, February 21st, 2008. If you're keeping track, my name's Matt.
I'm Travis, jamming.
Jamming, we're jamming out. It out here tonight.
In the...
So this is episode 2 of the Jam Hole. If you've been with us since episode 1, we finally got all of our website stuff up, mostly except for the actual domain. But for now,
yeah, domain's
if you want
almost
to
in the hole.
Check out our website, the address is jamhole.omgcats.com. That's OMG as in oh my god cats.com. Now there's a little story that goes behind that. My friend that's setting this all up on the technical side of the podcast, he's a big cat fan. So in his house, when you walk in, the first thing you think is, oh my god, cats.com. Yeah, he's got like 10 cats or something in his house. So, yeah, that's the actual website for the Jam Hole. Once we get paid again, we'll go and buy an actual domain and get that all linked over and everything. We also have a MySpace. Yeah, I know. Fuck you guys for whatever. The MySpace is myspace.com/thejamholepodcast. So you can go there, be our friend or whatever, be our fake fuck MySpace friend. And then if you'd like to send us some emails or comments or anything like that, anything you want to send us, audio, virus-infested executable files, DLL, whatever. I don't give a fuck. You know what? I don't at all. So you can send us any kind of email and stuff to thejamhole@gmail.com. Yeah, so that's that.
Wow.
How are you doing today, bud?
I'm doing pretty good. I'm a little tired.
A little tired? Well, yeah, that's because... we worked, what, 8 hours, 9, 10 hours today, and it's like 10 o'clock, and we're still here.
Yeah, I did a pull and an install before 11 o'clock today. It was tight, son.
Sounds tight, son.
Yeah.
So, well, installed what I did
hole.
Today, I drove around and did my route like
after
I usually do.
It.
What'd you pull? God damn it.
I said I installed it in your hole after I pulled it.
Oh, well, thank you for that. So, well, I
started
was...
Started off clean.
Yeah. Well, so much for that. You can go ahead and just give us the little explicit tag on our our jam hole. You can tag
fuck
my jam hole explicit.
Fuck. Oh.
Okay. So,
yeah.
I was out driving around at work delivering water and shit, and I'm sitting at the stoplight. And, you know, I don't drive a real big truck. It's a Chevy 2500, whatever.
He thinks it's big.
I know it's big. And it's all I drive it like it's a little fucking car, like a little Fiat.
I know.
But so I'm sitting at the stoplight. It's two lanes, and there's an old guy, like, I don't know, probably in his 70s, him and his wife.
How old was he?
Probably in his 70s. ask me who he was sitting with. Fuck. So this guy, this what? this old gentleman, if you will, and his wife are they're sitting in this truck right next to me, and it's two lanes. Then both lanes turn. So I'm sitting there just fucking jamming out. And the light turns green. We both start going, and I look over, and this fuck is like coming into my lane. Like he's just like it's all just one lane of traffic.
Tokyo Drift, son.
Yeah,
he was drifting.
I about fucking drifted his ass with my fist. But anyway, I'm fucking driving. He gets next to me, so I swerve a little bit and honk the horn, and the motherfucker looks at me and gives me the fucking finger like it was something I did. Like I got in his way. He fuck you old people. in the face in your old and in your you old might fucking hear, faces.
You might hear some language on our show.
English?
Some.
Some. Here and there.
Probably not best for your children's.
Right. So if your children are listening to this.
Fuck them, they got HBO.
Yeah, whatever. This ain't the worst thing they've heard. No. Trust me. I've been in schools, like I deliver to some schools and shit, and it's always in the teacher's lounge, and these teachers are sitting in there talking and shit, and like my three most favorite words to ever come out of a teacher's mouth are duh, fuck, and child. And not in that order, but just for a teacher to be sitting there using the word duh doesn't give me very good hopes for any future generations that they're teaching.
Thanks for teaching us the duh. It's awesome. I love it.
Sorry, I got some Cottonmouth King going on over here. Okay, so have you ever dealt with old people like that in your passings?
My favorite type of old person during my work time is when you're doing an install, and sometimes it takes you like 4.5 hours to do these things, and well
you're the plumber, basically.
Well, basically, yeah, but without the plumber title.
Right, and, or the butt crack.
Well, instead of leaving you alone and letting you do your work, they sit there and tell you about the old times and how good it was.
Like how shit used to be.
Yeah, like, oh, we didn't have torches like that.
Yeah, it's
what is that? It's yellow.
It's because they have no idea how things are now, so they're
like...
Are
you surprised I can still see colors?
Yeah, I'm surprised you can still see anything. But they're trapped in how things used to be.
I know,
because they have
like,
no
idea. Can I work?
Yeah.
Can I work now?
Will you leave me alone?
Can I finish?
I was delivering, actually, while we're sticking to the topic of old people and how much they fucking piss me off every day. I'm pulling into this dealership we deliver to. I deliver to a lot of car dealerships and whatnot. And this is one I actually have to back in. So I'm backing up, and there's a line of trucks on both sides of me. And all of a sudden, this old-ass fucker in a Dodge Durango starts pulling forward as I'm backing up. And there's a spot where he could have pulled off on, so I'm just thinking, all right, whatever, he's going to turn in there and let me go. I mean, he totally fucking sees me. At least I assume he can still see well enough with his old fucking eyes to actually see me. But he, I'm backing up, he's pulling forward, and he totally just passes the turnout where he should have gone and just keeps coming towards me, and I'm backing out still because, you know, fuck him, I'm working, I got shit to do. What's he got to do? Fucking die? Big deal. You can do that whenever. Fine. I'm working, I gotta get these people water. So long story short, the fucker goes forward while I'm backing up right next to my truck, and then he stops and I stop, and he couldn't see my face because the back of the truck, it's tinted and stuff. But
thank
I can totally
God.
Yeah, right? Because I was giving you him turn the look.
Customers away.
Fucking
face
A.
for radio. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. Face only my mom's paper bag could love. Thank you.
That was tight.
So, yeah. So the guy is sitting there. I'm sitting there. We're just staring at each other like a couple of fucking grown adults, right? Like, oh, what do we do now, George? And the fucker honks his horn twice. Like, I'm supposed to just get the fuck out of his way because he's old or something.
Well, he's been there, man.
Been where? Been in my fucking way.
He's been somewhere. So
yeah.
So then he feels the right. You should move for his ass because... He doesn't got much time left.
Yeah, well, if you know, if he doesn't have that much time left, he should be enjoying it instead of out at a dealership getting in my fucking way.
Why would you take your Durango to a Chevy dealership for one thing?
Yeah, no shit. Maybe he was shopping around for a new Chevy or something. But like he's probably out getting in as much debt as he can because he knows he's dying.
Hell yeah!
But anyway, to finish
that's what I'd do.
Yeah,
dude, rack
fuck
that shit up.
Else.
Take that, kids.
Yeah, in your faces.
I don't have any kids,
holes.
So take that, brothers and sisters. Yeah,
you kind of have kids.
Well, kind of, but I won't leave anything bill-wise.
That's a whole other episode. So to finish my story, anyway, I end up giving in and getting out of the way because, you know, I'm in the work truck, and if I get too rowdy or anything, you know, they'll tell on me because that's how adults handle things. Yeah, fuck them.
Like little kids, you know?
So I get out of his way. He fucking goes around me, and as he's driving by me, he just waves like, thank you for getting out of my way.
That was the funnest altercation I've had in years.
I have to get home and wipe the shit out of my asshole. I'm old. Fucking mushy brain fucks. So yeah,
that was
then
a pretty
I'd back
old
in
person.
And finish my delivery, and that's that. So yeah. What else? What else is going on? I heard you went to a recital this evening. Why don't you tell us about that?
It was a bunch of kids playing their band instruments. It was pretty cool.
How old were the kids?
The 6th and 7th grade. Ooh. Local kids.
Professional, right?
They were not bad at all for how old and how long they've been playing. I was impressed, really.
Probably because the band teacher just whips their asses with their instruments.
He, like, beats them with their...
Right. So the kid that plays the tuba is super good because, you know, you get hit with a tuba once.
That's
all she wrote.
You ever get whipped with a clarinet? That shit would hurt. All those things sticking off of it.
Fucking A, man.
Get beat in the face with a saxophone.
Clarinets are ribbed for her pleasure, for sure.
Yeah.
So, I guess while we're talking about work.
Jam that shit in your jam hole.
I will jam it.
Jam clarinets.
Jam. I go in and out of offices all day pretty much, and when you go in
that'd
offices,
that'd be a cool job.
Yeah, it's a fantastic job. Actually, I like it because it keeps me in shape, which is
more
than I can say for 80% of the people I come into contact with.
Or me and my fat ass.
Yeah, you are fat. You're like 300 plus.
Tubby Tubkins.
I know. I built him a special chair just so he could sit in here.
To other people that are my size.
Yeah,
you know,
offense.
I mean,
get skinnier. Stop fucking eating so much. Fuck this. Fuck you. I used to be the fat kid in school, man.
Yeah,
when I was growing up, I always got fucking teased. Fatty, Maddie. Oh, Maddie, fatty. Fuck you.
Your parents
and
had
you know
to
what?
Name me Matt.
Most, you know, yeah.
Those jerks.
I know. But Matthew means a gift of God, and I am God's greatest gift above all
things.
If you
believe in that jive.
But no, fuck those people, man. Be nice. You're adults. Be fucking nice. Quit being assholes. And you know what? You are fat, and I can smell you every time I walk by you. So why don't you fucking do something about it instead of just sitting around getting fat, you know? Fuck. So anyway, I go into this one office, and this lady's, you know, typing away, fucking MySpace, and whatever the fuck it is these fat fuckers do all day. Sitting on her desk, and I go in, out, do my thing, deliver the water, and on my way out, you know, I'm like, have a great day. Just not really sarcastically, but sarcastic enough to where I know it's sarcastic, but they're just like, whatever. And this lady, fucking, she doesn't even look up, and all I hear is this muffled, okay. Like it was a recorded robot or something. I stopped for a second because I was like, are you kidding me? Fuck you.
Wow, you must make a lot at this job.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, will you, I'm out of coffee. Will you go make some more coffee?
Okay.
Hey, I got some semen in my sack that needs to be relieved, if you know what I mean.
Okay.
Fuck these people. Yeah. So, okay, I got one more work story, and then we'll get on with some news stories. I was digging through all the notes I take, and this is by far my favorite story. It's a true story. Pretty much everything we say on this podcast is true. This is real life shit. It's unscripted. I forgot to mention that on our first episode, if you listen to it, which you can get at jamhole.omgcats.com. You can download or listen to it there. Be sure you subscribe to us too on the iTunes once we're up on iTunes, which we're not there yet, but we will be. So anyway, yeah, I was cleaning out all these notes and shit, and this is my favorite story. This happened yesterday, I believe. I'm driving out to this place, and usually in the morning I drink one of the 24-ounce cans of Rockstar, and then I get a couple of vitamin waters. So I was one Rockstar and half a vitamin water in to my daily morning routine, and I get to this place. I'm out doing work orders and stuff. I didn't have a route that day. It was Wednesday, now that I think about it. And yeah, there's a note that says, you know, this stuff, her equipment's in the crawl space. Go ahead and just go in and you know, take care of business. So I get in there, check it out, see how many bags of salt they need.
Taking care of business.
Every day. Taking care of business. In everywhere. I'll walk out.
Until we get the music and stuff, I'll just sing it softly in the background. Nice. While you're talking.
I would appreciate that. Oh, man, we need a button for when I cough and shit. I need another cigarette. Okay, so anyway, I'm one rock star and a half vitamin water in, and I go into this crawl space, check it out, come back out, and all of a sudden it just hits me, man. My bladder is like I can feel the piss just sloshing around in there. I'm like, oh fuck, my shit is gonna explode. My back teeth are floating. My lizard needs drain. Whatever you want to call it.
Yeah,
I had to take a serious fucking piss, and
that's usually what I say.
What? Take a piss.
Yeah.
Or a serious fucking piss.
I'm not stupid. I never like, I gotta go drain my main vein, bros.
Yeah. Right. All right.
Anybody want to come shake it for me? Yeah. Oh, just joking.
Oh, like, you want to help me? Doctor said I shouldn't lift anything over 15 pounds. Thank you. Thank you very much. I'll be here all night. Okay. So no one's home. I knock on the door. There's vehicles out front, right? So I thought she was home, but nobody answered the door. So fuck me. I'm just going to take a piss out here. I can't do it outside because there's houses everywhere. And what if she's or he or whoever the fuck is looking out the window just watching me, seeing if I'm going to do anything fucked up? So I'm like, all right. I look to see in the truck to see if I had a bottle or anything like that to piss in. All I could find was that empty Rockstar can. So I'm like, all right, this will work. I've done this before. So I grab the Rockstar can, grab the bucket with my filters I got to change, grab a bag of salt, and throw all that shit down the crawl space. And I hop down in there. And I, you know, in a crawl space, you're kind of hunched over. I mean, I'm not a very tall guy, but even down there, I can't stand up straight.
No.
So I'm hunched over. I look around just one more time, make sure no one's around. I whip my fucking dick out, grab the Rockstar can, and just start pissing into the Rockstar can.
Everything holding that shit and pee's coming out.
Totally, dude. And I can totally feel the can getting warm and shit as I'm filling it up with my man nectar, my urine, my piss.
Then you get like the half hard on.
Yeah.
While you're trying to god.
Or like when you have a whole hard on because you're driving and the bumps making your dick all hard, but you seriously got to piss, so you know.
I hate
most,
that.
Yeah, most of the hard on is piss, but. And then you go to actually piss and it hits you in the face because your dick's standing straight up.
Or you just pee like 6 feet.
Yeah, right. I got the record for fucking distance pissing. But anyway, so I'm pissing and the can's getting warm. And sorry, I should stop bumping that. But and I can hear the can starting to fill up. And I thought I had, you know, a little more room left in the can than I did. All of a sudden, piss just starts spraying out the top of the can. It's fucking full. And shit, and I'm still fucking maybe about 3/4 into my piss, so I ain't pinching that shit off because that fucking hurts, man. If you ever go pee right now if you have to, and stop halfway through,
yeah,
and see how long you can hold it for,
because I guarantee tough if you can do that.
Oh yeah, you're fucking, that's man shit if you can do that, man.
Your but, prostate's in shape.
So anyway, I work my prostate out. It's on a rigorous workout routine.
Yeah, I jam things in it.
In your jam hole? I just stuck my finger in my dick hole. That's wow. That's a distorted view reference for any of you freaks that may be listening to the jam hole. Jamhole.omgcats.com. Okay, shameless promotion. So anyway, I'm pissing. Piss is flying everywhere, coming out of the can, getting all over their floor.
Everywhere.
Which it's dirt, but on top of the dirt is this like plastic trash bag type of stuff. So it's
Visqueen.
What is it?
Visqueen.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah, it's a vapor seal.
Oh.
So your house doesn't mold.
So there's piss all over the Visqueen?
Yes.
Okay.
Sorry, I was leaning back.
Bisqueen. All right, so there's piss puddling up all over the Bisqueen. And all of a sudden, upstairs, I hear footsteps. Like, oh, the lady decided. Yeah, the pitter-patter of big, giant feet. Anyway, she starts coming down because apparently she was in the shower, but I had turned the water off when I first went down because that's how you change the filter. And I guess
it turned. That's how porn starts.
Yeah, right? I can't.
I'm here for a filter change.
Oh, I seem to be out of water. Leaky pipes need fixing. Oh, wow. That just totally freaked me out. My screensaver kicked on. Okay, sorry. End geek. Anyway, so I hear the footsteps, piss all over the Visqueen, all over my pants now and my hand. I'm holding dick in one hand, piss-filled rock star can in the other. And all of a sudden, I hear the lady yell down to me, "Are you almost done?" And I'm thinking to myself, I'm almost done pissing, but I'm not, I haven't even started changing her filters or anything. So I kind of scurry over to where there's an actual area of dirt and just finish pissing. You know, meanwhile, obviously piss is dripping from where I started pissing to where the dirt is. So I finish pissing, cover it up like a cat, and zip my shit up. I look down at my pants, and I got this nice little pee stain on my fucking pants. So I'm like, oh, cool.
Pee in your pants and is the coolest.
Yeah, it's cool to pee your pants. See, right there, we could have played that clip from that movie.
From Billy thing.
Was it Billy Madison?
Yeah, Billy Madison. That's what it was.
Ding, ding, ding.
Adam Sandler reference.
That's right.
He's awesome.
Okay, so yeah, that was pretty much my my piss story.
That's cool.
What?
I said that's cool.
I hope you enjoyed that as much as I did.
I think it's funny because I didn't have anybody walk in on me one time, but I'm pretty paranoid as is. And I had to pee in a bottle and pinch it off halfway through and dump the bottle in the dirt and then finish in the bottle. I don't know why I didn't just start peeing in the dirt like you did, but I should have.
No shit, you totally should have.
Instead, I finished peeing in the bottle and then I buried the pee and the bottle.
You buried the whole thing?
Yeah, I took my little spade shovel.
In their crawl space?
In their crawl space. Yeah, there's my DNA about a foot down in their crawl space.
Holy shit, dude. That's going to be a sweet present to find.
In the 2050s when they're excavating their house because it's a piece of crap by then.
Yeah, they're going to find you.
Because you know our shit's going to be... In the 2050s, people are going to be like, why the fuck did they build houses out of wood? That shit is so stupid.
And then they're going to
find
your urine.
Why don't they just weld that shit together and take half the time and your shit's solid? Solid, son?
Why don't you just use nanotechnology and have them self-replicate and create your own places to live
with
and bodies and anything else?
What are those cells called?
Stem cells?
Stem cells, yeah. We could replicate our own Shakey's pizza.
Fucking it, yeah. South Park reference. Yeah, I'm all about stem cell research. I mean,
pizza.
Fuck, dude. The dead babies aren't using them, are they? No? Oh.
Dead babies.
Awkward. Okay, so, let's see. That was,
suppose we could read some news stories here soon.
That was my piss. Story, yeah. We could. Actually, okay, I got one more. I got one more work related. What? Did you just fart?
No,
I swear to God, if I
you.
Smell your fart while we're doing
like,
a podcast.
One more, and I was like, oh.
Hey, dude,
oh.
You should turn your mic on.
My mic's on.
Okay.
Mic check. Check.
Is your mixer running?
Yes. Shut up.
You better go get it.
Shut your face.
Oh, okay. That's enough with the bell. Sorry.
Enough with the
okay, so
jokes.
last work story. Today I'm out delivering water. I get to this lady's house like I do every other week. I go to her house, and she doesn't have an actual water cooler, but she has one of these pump things that you you take the cap off the jug, and you put the cap with the pump on it, and it pumps fucking water, basically. Well, her pump thing wasn't working. So, you know, me being the good fucking worker, slave nigger, whatever the fuck you want to call it, I am, I fucking try to fix it. I've never seen one of these things, really. I've used them before, but I've never taken one apart. So fuck me if I know what to do. So anyway, I'm down there, you know, dicking around with this thing, and she comes over and starts talking to me about how nice it's been and this and that. And all of a sudden, out of the fucking blue, she's like, so, the other night I was reading in First Peter, and Jesus Christ went through a lot of heartache and a lot of stuff for us. And I'm like,
for us? He didn't even know me.
Like,
or you.
He, like, he died for us because we asked him to.
Thanks, Jesus.
In this fairy tale thing. And she's just like, oh, the suffering of Christ. It was such a powerful thing. And all the burden he had to carry and everything. And I look at her. I mean, seriously, what do you say to something like that? Fuck Christ. Sorry, I'm a heathen atheist. Well, the only thing I could really think of to say at the time without offending her, because, you know, like I said before, I'm at work and everything. So I look up at her and I'm like, you know, these water jugs aren't exactly light either. I mean, I carry around this burden everywhere. And she totally stopped and she just looked at me like,
you
she didn't even know what to think. Like, did you just compare yourself to Jesus Christ?
Hell yeah, I did. I'm a working man.
Son of our one true God.
So are we, apparently.
The I Am. I mean, so that's cool and all. And if he's so great, then what was a couple of little fucking nails through his hand? I'm sure that really hurt him. He's the fucking son of God if you believe in that. So get off.
Pound another one in, son of Christ.
Fuck yeah.
And then I'd start singing like some Motorhead or something.
The Ace of Spades.
I would.
While they're pounding nails through you and whipping you and shit. That would have been cool if Mel Gibson would have did it that way.
If he would have sang Motorhead while they're whipping Jesus.
I can just start
Jesus.
Jamming out and shit. Spitting on him. He's like, Ace of Spades, yeah, son of God. But yeah, she just kind
of
looked at me and that was it. Basically. So, yeah. You want to get into some news stories here? We're about 26 minutes in.
Yeah,
the Jam Hole episode 2.
News stories.
It is Thursday, February 21st.
Which, where would you like to start? Local or United States-ish?
Well,
or full-on abroad?
You want to start full-on abroad?
We could start full-on abroad and work our way back to local.
Abroad, like North Dakota abroad? Or abroad,
Stockholm,
like Sweden abroad?
Stockholm is abroad.
Or abroad, like that chick down the street that
Canada's
likes to...
Canada's kind of abroad, but not really. It's about abroad.
Yeah, it's about a girl.
Yeah.
All right. Go ahead.
Isn't that a band?
No, it's a song by a band whose wife murdered him. Thank you.
Sorry, Kurt.
Okay, go ahead. Start us off here. New stories!
Let's start off with this one.
That one right there. Thank you for the big amount of dead air time.
You are
I'm going to
the
have
most
to edit.
Welcome. You are so welcome. I like that.
All right.
Okay. This man was accused of murdering a model and...
Like a toy model?
No, like, this story's kind of effed up because...
Effed in the A? Or effed
in
the model?
No, because this story actually happened in 2005, okay?
That's
this guy's
first...
been in jail waiting for all this crap to come to surface, right?
All right.
Okay, Mark Dixie, accused of killing Sally Ann Bowman, said he did not realize she was dead until after he had sex with her body.
What?
The Old Bailey heard.
So this guy just is walking down the street and there's a body. There's this
That's
chick.
That's what he's claiming.
You assume she's passed out and you go fuck her, and when you're done fucking her, she's dead? I didn't know. She usually moves around more than that. I thought she just had a headache and was tired.
Yeah, okay. He said he became suspicious when the teenager did not react to bites on her face and body.
Holy shit,
Mr. dude. Dixie, 37, denies murdering the 18-year-old in Croydon, South London, during a sex attack in September 2005.
He's like, I fucked the shit out of her, but I did not kill her. That wasn't me.
Was given evidence, he said, I don't know what went through my mind. I took full advantage of someone and I should not have done it.
He was walking down the street thinking, dear Lord, it sure would be fantastic if you dropped from heaven one of your blonde, blue-eyed, buxom baby angels for me to have
sex
with.
For me to do in somebody's driveway.
And then, like, 5 minutes later, he comes across this chick all fucking dead and decides, you know what? I don't get some people when, like, if you came across someone that was passed out or whatever, isn't your first reaction to, like, kind of slap them or move them around? This guy's first reaction was to bite her face. What the fuck is that all about?
Yeah, it's just weird because, I mean, they asked him, like, what the hell's your problem, pretty much. And he said he had been biting her, and there was no reaction. He said he pulled the hair away from her face, and then the prosecutor comes in and says, you killed her for sex, didn't you? And he says, no, I did not go out looking for someone to kill for sex. And he also denied stealing her underwear as a trophy. The court heard Miss Bowman.
Did they find the underwear in his stuff?
Obviously, if it's a subject.
But he's like, I don't know how that got there.
Yeah, where'd that come from? Somebody's bloody underwear
awkward.
That I saved from a rape. The court heard Miss Bowman was found in a pool of blood in the driveway of her home in Blenheim Crescent. Prosecutors allege Mr. Dixie stabbed her seven times. I didn't know she was dead, but I apparently stabbed her.
Seven times
and raped her as she was dead or lay dying.
She was still moving, I swear.
But Mr. Dixie has told jurors that he found Miss Bowman's body after a drink and drug binge. I have gone over it during the last 3 years. I don't know what went through my mind. I panicked. I stood up. I looked at her. I did not know what to do. Quote,
so I
Mark
fucked
Dixie.
Her.
All I saw was a pair of legs.
And
shirt
pussy.
Put down to the waist, and I took advantage of her.
What a fucking weirdo.
Anthony Glass, defending, asked if he thought she was dead or unconscious. Mr. Dixie said, I would not have expected to see anyone dead in that street. I thought she might have passed out or fallen over. You know, so I'll just run over and fuck her real quick. Why not? You know what?
Well, hey, everyone's got a
free
fuck,
country.
I guess.
Freedom.
Yeah. Whatever.
Freedom.
Where does this story take place?
It is in London, like South London.
For real?
Yeah.
Crazy, man. You Brits are fucking nuts.
That
but see, that just goes
fucker.
To show you in a area ruled by cops who have bats, basically, little billy club bats, and not fucking guns and tasers and
well,
machine
you know that
guns
fucking
and
cop's
tear
tough
gas.
If he's going to come at you with nothing but a club.
Yeah, he must
you know?
Be tough.
No
like,
car,
yeah,
no
right?
dog, just a club and a taser. I'm going to fuck you
a
up.
Seagull.
You know that fucker's tough. They go through all kinds of training or something.
It must.
I thought she might have passed out or fallen over, but he admitted there was no reaction during the sex attack, even when he bit her. Did you in fact realize she was dead? To which he responded, after a while I panicked. I stood up, I looked at her.
Holy shit.
I did not know what to do. Mr. Dixie
busted
described
a metal
that
over her face.
He then placed cement dust and concrete from a nearby skip on Miss Bowman's body to conceal his DNA. The trial continues.
That totally reminds me of that David Chappelle joke where he's talking about how the crackhead, if you come across a crackhead, like, sprinkle a little crack on it. It's like this guy was sprinkling a little fucking cement dust on her to, like, somehow...
This'll fix it.
This'll get rid of my DNA. Sprinkle.
I mean, that's just... What the fuck? You think you're going to get away with this? 3 years
well,
into the trial?
I don't exactly think he thought he was going to get away with it. I don't think he really thought about anything. He was
I
just
think
like,
he was messed
there's
up
a vagina.
Too.
I think his dick is who should be arrested. Because, you know, his dick was doing all the talking that night.
All the tis knocking.
He saw a vagina. His dick was like, oh, that's mine. And that's all she wrote, man. That's a pretty good story, I'd say.
What would prove how sick he was is if he finished or not.
Should we copy the Sick and Wrong guys and have some sort of rating system for these stories or something like that? Or what do you think? Should we just read them?
The fucked rating?
Like the Sick and Wrong guys.
Not to
be on anyone's dick or anything, but I mean, there's only so much content out there. Whatever. But the way they do it is they have a Sick and Wrong brown star rating scale, 1 to 5 stars, and each story, but I guess theirs is more of a competition.
We could kind of do a yes-no box type of thing, like that shit's fucked, we throw it in this pile, like, and that shit's
just
like...
It's either fucked or it's not.
It's either fucked or a weed story, so we throw it in the other pile.
Well, we don't have any weed stories this episode.
That was last episode. Yeah, we'll try not to bore you with constant weed
We'll
crap,
switch it
you
up,
know?
You know.
I'm not like a high time sponsor or anything, so I'm not gonna weed it up that much.
But we are not opposed to selling out if High Times would care to purchase this for, say, $10 million.
That's right, $10 million. All of this.
I totally just effed my pop filter all up. I'm sorry. Okay.
That's why I hang out with you, because you're reckless.
I am reckless. I'm a reckless and dangerous.
Throw shit around. What do you got there for us?
Well,
slap me in the face with it. I want a big welt.
Pick a card, any card here. I think I do kind of want to read this story because it is quite amusing. And while we're name dropping podcast, I heard this one read on the Keith and the Girl show, and Keith and Hemda, we love you guys, and I can't wait for this cruise. If any of you Jamhole fans are interested in going on a cruise, the whole Keith and the Grew clan. Keith and the Grew. Holy shit.
Keith and the Grew.
Thanks
coming
for
at you.
Getting me. So, yeah, the whole Keith and the Girl clan is going on a cruise. If you go to keithandthegirl.com/events, it's on there, and you can check it out. Keith is having a stand-up show on his birthday, April 15th, I believe. So if you're in the New York area, you know, definitely check that out. It is always a good time with those guys. But, yeah. And I know Keith he used to be a waiter, so that's why I think he really liked this story. Kind of sounds like something he would do. But, yeah, I guess we'll just get into it. Restaurant sorry over F-word bill. A restaurant...
Bill.
Yeah, F-word? Like Frank or Frappuccino or... What F-word? What are you looking at?
The ozone machine, I think it's on.
That's fine. Remember when we used to work at the Outlaw Inn and we'd always have ozone machines in the room? I didn't know you weren't supposed to breathe that
You're
shit in.
Sitting in there smoking cigarettes with the ozone
with
machine
it on,
going?
Just breathing that shit in. Between That's the cigarette
I don't
smoke
know what's
and
wrong
that.
With me.
Yeah, right. I have no idea. Okay. A restaurant owner has apologized after diners had their very own F-word experience without Gordon Ramsay. Now, what the fuck does Gordon Ramsay have to do with any of
He's
this shit?
He's constantly saying the F-word on his shows.
So are we, so is Keith
fucking
and the Girls, so
bullets.
Is Sick and Wrong. Everyone says the fuck word. Fuck, man.
He's on TV, son.
Oh. He can suck my fucking dick.
They bleep
You
him
hear
out.
That, Gordon Ramsay? Fuck you. Your restaurant sucks. Your show sucks. You suck.
Hell of a chef, but you're kind of a dick.
Go slice wrists, you fuck. 10 friends found the abusive and sexually explicit message on their bill at Joe DeLucci's Italian restaurant in Bird Street, Lickfield, Stratfordshire. Diner Claire Watkins said she thought it was written after they complained about poor service. Well, don't fucking complain. You know what? I don't know how poor the service was, but what the fuck? You're an adult. Don't complain. The party from Walsall had gone to the restaurant on Friday. Owner Nigel Langston has begun an investigation.
I'm going to get to the bottom of this.
Yeah, I'm going to turn this place upside down.
Right, he's all calling up Scooby-Doo and the Mystery Machine to fucking solve this one. Miss Watkins said, I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe it. The bill read fish cakes, which one of us had for a starter, and it was written right above it. Absolutely disgusting language. We actually booked the table for 8 o'clock in the evening. By the time they had taken our order, it was 9:15, and we didn't actually receive our food until 10:15. Why can't you use real fucking time?
That place
Let's
sucks.
Figure this out. So, what is that a long time? They book. Fuck, it doesn't
yeah.
say what time they got there,
Want
though.
My shit now.
It just says what time their reservation was for. So, but okay, let's assume they got there. It was 9:15, and they didn't 45 minutes for 10 people.
That's
not bad.
And
it sounds like
bad,
it's more of an upscale restaurant.
It's not too bad.
Yeah.
And I'm sure they shit-dicked around and bullshitted while they were trying to get their order taken,
no,
too.
I don't think so. I don't know. When I worked at delivering food for this restaurant, which maybe we'll say the name if we can have some more free food from them, because their food is pretty good. But every order that was taken, they always said, give us about 45 minutes to an hour for delivery. So, you know what? Fuck them.
It's a fail-safe. Just in
exactly.
case.
Just in case. Even though I always got the food there in like 10 minutes, assuming the kids making it were on top of shit, not fucking off. Oh, let's see. She added, I'd like a written apology from the restaurant because I'm a cunt, and I'd also like some compensation. Yeah, it's all about compensation. I want my pussy compensated. I want my meal compensated. Fuck you, you cunt. TV chef Gordon Ramsay's foul-mouthed diatribes on his Channel 4 show, The F-Word, have given viewers an insight into the type of language often used in the restaurant kitchen. Well, no shit,
that ain't
dude.
Shit, man.
I mean, you gotta figure, these people, I mean, they're making, well, I don't know what it is where they're at, but around here, if you work in, like, an Applebee's or a Perkins or any of those shitty fucking restaurants, you're making a little more above minimum wage, unless you're that pervy old fucking manager that's all about hitting on the waitresses. Then you're probably making a little more, or you're the white trash trailered out fucking cook who's been there like 15 years and he's like the cook's manager, but he's the only cook, so he just really manages himself. You're not making shit for money, so
no, you never do at those places, really.
No, yeah, it's not
you
like in school your fucking your guidance counselor's like, well, Billy, if you do really good and you try hard, you could be a line cook. Fuck that shit. Miss Joe DeLucci's owner, Mr. Langston, said the message had been meant to be seen only by kitchen staff, and he did not know how it ended up as an item on the receipt. So they're back there making jokes and shit, and apparently someone took it a little too far and it made its way to the actual customers. He said, that shouldn't come out on the bill, so we've got to find out what's gone wrong there. We gotta get to the bottom of this, guys.
He's not really concerned about the fact that there are swear words on her bill or an insult on her bill.
No, not at all.
He's concerned about how come it's printing out front and not back in the kitchen.
Yeah, he's
pissed. We'll figure
that
this printer issue out.
Yeah, exactly. We'll troubleshoot
fuck
this
you,
thing
I don't really
to
care
hell.
If you come back.
Yeah.
You know?
No, actually, I think he does, because he says, but we have apologized unreservedly to the girls concerned and said that they're very welcome to come back and have a free meal, and we'd like them to, so we can take dumps in it.
Yeah,
fuck that. He has also
stir some drinks with the old wiener.
Yeah, with the keck in bowls.
The swizzle stick.
The swizzle stick. Nice. He has also offered to donate the bill for their meal to charity. You know why he's doing that? He brings up the whole charity thing. So if she does try to sue and gets any kind of lawsuit, she's gonna look like a supreme cunt
for not
giving it to charity.
Yep.
The cost of the meal. Okay, here we go. The cost of the meal came to £284.68, including
like $500.
Yeah,
dude.
Fucking A, dude. Including a 10% service charge.
Whoa.
Is that like a tip or
yeah, it's
a
like
servant?
A manual tip.
A mandatory tip?
Yeah, they don't do that in Montana, really, but in a lot of big cities, they automatically, like, add 15% onto your
well,
check.
Well, that's because they wouldn't have to do that if people weren't such fucking
yeah.
cheap-ass
oh, yeah,
shit
that's
heads.
Another thing. Old people, I'm sorry, but a dollar or 50 cents is not a fucking tip. It's an insult
oh,
for
dude.
Somebody sweating their ass off to bring you a bite.
Yeah, fuck that
so
shit, dude.
Fuck
when I
you.
Used, when I delivered
that's
food,
bullshit.
And anytime that shit would
you
happen.
Give them a couple dollars at least.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
just bullshit.
Anytime I would get a dollar or less, I would go right back up to the house, knock on the door, and be like, I would say, oh, here's your change. And if she says, oh, no, that's for you, or he says, I would always say, well, obviously you needed a lot more than I do, and I would just walk away. And they, oh, fuck people like that. If
yeah,
you,
I wanted to say
if
that a
you
few
can,
times.
Oh, yeah, dude,
just
fuck
keep the change. It's like 75
if
cents.
If you're going to spend
oh,
the
thanks.
Money to be
you're
lazy.
Nice.
Yeah, if
why
you're
going to come over and fuck my sister.
That's how nice you are. Yeah. If you're going to spend the money to have someone bring you the food, at least spend the fucking money to give them a tip, man. Gas is expensive.
Yeah.
It's fucking cold out there. The reason you probably don't want to go out is because the weather's shit. Mm-hmm. So you make them do it, and then you tip them 50 cents? Fuck you. Go get your own fucking food or tip.
If you're poor, you got a family of six, and you only have $25 for the $24
then
pizza,
you best be buying boxes of ramen.
Yeah, then you should be buying groceries instead of pizza nights.
And not even groceries. Ramen, literally.
A lot of it.
Yeah, a lot. Ramen and Malto meal. Hot fucking cereal.
Hot cereal, PB&J, and ramen.
All right.
Survival
well,
tools.
That's the end of that story. Fuck that bitch and Right On Restaurant for pulling the charity card. That's awesome. So what do you got next? We are 45 minutes in the jam hole, episode 2.
Sorry.
No problem.
That bell wasn't on purpose.
Hey, it's all good, son.
I am going to read you a little story.
From the sun.
From the sun.
Nice.
This is by Brooks Merritt from Sun Media. He thought it was a titillating idea. By the way, this is about tattoo implants go awry, but...
Was that a pun then?
A little. I think.
Wasn't a very good one.
Not too clear on the pun in here.
Okay, go ahead.
All right. In an effort to make his calf tattoo a buxom cowgirl more shapely, Lane Jensen gave the tattoo silicone breast implants. Okay.
That sounds like a fantastic idea.
That sounds like I can't really get laid, so I'm going to rub my leg and jerk off. What the fuck
that
is wrong
awesome
with you?
That would have been awesome if you guys see this picture, if he would have had nipples put on that thing.
It was
man.
On the back of his calf, so imagine trying to sit on the edge of a chair or laying down or standing up, bending over. You have to jerk it and rub the back of your leg. So you'd be totally uncomfortable. Sorry, I was like simulating that.
I would love, yeah, that was a visual thing. Maybe one of these days we'll get some Pal Talk cameras up and y'all can watch us and we'll watch you and it'll just be a big old creepy perv fest.
It'll be funny. Perv fest.
Perv
like
fest
it.
2009. Yeah. All right, giggity goo.
But after 2 weeks, surprisingly, the tattoo artist's body rejected them.
His body was like, are you fucking kidding me?
Are you fucking serious?
You want boobs on your leg?
Tits on your leg. Yeah. That's about as good as, what is that, a pair of tits on my elbow? Is that what the saying is?
Oh, yeah. A pussy on my hip so I can have a job on the side.
Yeah, that's about it. That's about as
But it is, the nice story is from Canada, so, you
blame
know.
Blame Canada.
Fuck Canada.
Fuck Canada.
Fuck Canada, Philip.
Hey, fuck you, buddy.
Hey, cheers, fuckface. Oh, Terrence, this is worse than that time you fell asleep and I put my dick in your mouth and took a picture.
Yes, it is, yes.
Okay, sorry.
I thought it would make good promotion. Augmenting tattoos with implants is becoming very popular, said Jensen, 30, co-owner of Dragon Effects FX Tattoo. And body piercing shop at Kingsway Garden Mall. For all your leg tits, go there.
Yeah, nice free
He
plug.
Has over 20 tattoos. Wow.
Cool.
And got the sultry woman inked on his leg 3 years ago. Inked is a cool
is
word.
That that's ever since all those tattoo shows on like the Discovery. Yeah. It's like, yeah, I'm going to go.
You got ink, bro.
I'm
going to
go get
Fuck
ink
yeah,
this
bro.
Weekend.
You know what I used to say? I'm going to go get stabbed.
True that,
Some dude's
going to
rub
True
some shit
that.
In it. It's going to be cool. Stab me with a bunch
if
of needles.
If you go around actually saying true dat or son, you're a fucking douchebag.
I say son when I'm trying to act like a douchebag.
Well, yeah, you don't
it's
have to
cool.
act. Oh!
Oh,
I love you.
Brian
In a totally
Decker,
plutonic way.
A New York-based microdermal surgeon and friend, offered Jensen
Sorry.
The boob job on making... his calf last December while visiting. You know what? Fuck it. You want tits on your leg? I'll do it.
Yeah, right? He was probably like, hey, guys, check this out. This guy wants tits on his leg.
Solid silicone implants are custom shaped and often used in chin and nose reconstructions. What they do is they take surgical grade silicone and they make a little they make a little form for it and they pour it in there and let it set up and then they jam that shit in the hole they just cut in your body.
Would that be a jam hole?
Yeah, and then they sew it up. Decker performed the implant procedure on Jensen's calf December 9th. By Christmas Eve, the suture split and a liter of lymphatic fluid drained from Jensen's leg. That was totally worth having tits on your fucking leg.
Dude, okay, this water bottle of
mine. That's a liter.
Is 1.89 liters. Could you imagine minus 0.89 of this? A fucking fluid? Yeah. Dude, nasty. Listen, I bet it was like nasty, smelly fucking pus.
This is funny. My body just rejected it, he says. I guess my girl wasn't meant to have 3D breasts, he says.
Oh, wow.
What?
I bet this guy's a riot obviously to get a tattoo from.
Oh, yeah. Hey, buddy, you know what you should do? Tattoo
how about
me.
That leather?
How would I pay your retarded ass to give me a tattoo?
Yeah.
Why would I pay a dumbass like that to give me a piece of art that's supposed to be badass on your arm or leg?
I would pay him to go get fucked by someone with AIDS.
Everyone has AIDS. Deen, 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 deen. AIDS.
Okay.
There was so much fluid in there, I went back to the studio and pushed on it gently. The implant shot right out.
Oh, that is
so
gross.
The surgery was done in ideal conditions, and Decker did a perfect job. Ideal conditions, somebody's bathroom in their tattoo shop, maybe, probably.
Ideal.
It just goes to show you, some people's bodies won't tolerate foreign objects like knives that
like
should be going
in your
head.
Ass. I bet your body tolerates
yeah, your
that
asshole
just fine.
Gets all puffy whenever you jam.
Prolapsed.
Oh no!
Jensen froze his leg
and
used his own surgical supplies to stitch his leg closed again, which was obviously smart.
Close your legs, whore!
But the wound later burst open a second time.
Oh,
I wonder why.
Because
you didn't let it heal, dumbass. Doctors prescribed him antibodies and advised him to leave it open. Until it stops oozing, Jensen will continue washing it several times per day and repacking it with fresh gauze.
He's got to, like, drain that shit.
Yep.
Oh, that is so gross. I bet just every time he goes to drain it, probably just stinks to high
this
heaven.
This is what amazes me. They're not disappointed or sad that he's sick. He could have died from staph infection or whatever.
That's
but
true.
He said some of his customers are disappointed about missing the chance to see his augmented tattoo.
Oh.
Stories and pictures abound online, but Jensen shows them photos and tells his tale.
You know, if he really
of risks inherit with implant surgery.
If he really wanted people to show it, to go with how big of a fucking douchebag he already is, just cut your fucking leg off, put the implants back in, wrap that shit up in formaldehyde, throw it in a jar, and put it on display.
Mm-hmm.
This is my fucking cool tattoo, but the boobs kind of stick out. It doesn't even look like
I
mean, it just looks like a big tumor.
If they would have made like a cleavage indention or something and shaded the cleavage instead of just having
gross.
A black line between her obviously cartoon-shaped tits. I mean, where the nipple's supposed to be
anyways tattoo
is all fucked up.
I mean,
the tattoo's horrible in the first place. There's some detail work on it, but the rest of it's shit.
Very, very little.
You heard me?
So yeah,
shit.
Speaking of tattoos,
just like most of mine.
I used to do some web design back a few years ago, and I traded a website for the Temple Decor. If anybody wants some tattoos, go down to the Temple Decor and see Daryl. He didn't
nice
pay us for
place.
This ad or anything like that. He's just a cool guy. His work is amazing. If you go to my mm-hmm. Picasa web albums page on my MySpace, you can see the sleeve he did on me and on my hand and stuff. He just amazing work. Yeah,
there's another the
TempleDecor.com is the website I made for him. It's still up. I haven't really done any work. Sorry, Daryl, if you ever hear this. I'm just so busy. Plus, with this, I'm just making excuses. But fuck it, I don't like doing web design anymore.
Yeah.
All right. So we are 53 minutes in the Jam Hole episode 2. I wanted to read this story about the Suffolk Strangler, but it is really long, and I want to, you know, really get into it.
We can do that one first thing next time.
Yeah, I think we will save it for next time because I want to get into it and I want to delve into the psychology of this sick fucking fuck who apparently Yeah, he's just a sick fuck. If you do want to hear something about it, go look up the Suffolk Strangler. Yeah. Oh, and one funny thing is, irony, right here, perfect example. This guy's name is Stephen Wright. And, yeah, if any of you are into stand-up or comedy or just any of you, you know who Stephen Wright is. Real depressed comic, but real funny, I think.
Always talks like
this. Yeah, always talks like this.
You know what I like.
So, jeez. I went to bed and I was gonna have sex with my girlfriend, but then I remembered I don't have a girlfriend.
And then I was
and then I jacked off. Yeah. But anyway, no, he is much funnier than that. I don't know. So anyway, yeah, the excuse me, the serial killer's name is Stephen Wright, which is totally funny to me because a stand-up comic is funny. Raping and murdering and using drugs, not so much. So, yeah, I guess let's just get into a few local things, and then we'll wrap it up here. Do you have the
locals? Locals, locals, locals.
Look,
you
do
are
you guys
a bunch
hear that?
Of...
That's paper rustling, because this time, instead of reading shit off the computer screen,
yeah,
we actually took
ahead.
The time, printed it out, read them beforehand, and yeah. We still don't really have a real set structure to the podcast, but what the fuck do y'all want from us?
Yeah, come on. We had two episodes so far already, okay?
I do think though we're not gonna do it once. Oh yeah, and yeah, you guys need to work on not talking over each other. Fuck you, we know. We're learning. We've never done this before. I'm not cutting anything out. This is what you hear is we sat down, hit record, and that's that. So, what was I going to say?
I'm gonna
show
jam these
your
people
jam
how
while you keep this up.
Things
how
are.
We get down here in
well,
Montana.
Well, our local crime section in the paper is called the Roundup. If that tells you anything about our Podunkville, but it's not as podunk as you would think.
Yeah,
we are quite
say,
suspicious.
Over 30,000 people.
There was 4 different people arrested. On suspicion charges.
Suspicion charges yeah. of being
a
suspicious.
A 27-year-old man was arrested on suspicion of possession of drug paraphernalia.
We suspect and you have drug paraphernalia.
And a 19-year-old man on suspicion of possession of drugs and drug paraphernalia.
Hmm.
After faring marijuana
had the drugs
during a traffic
to go with
stop.
His paraphernalia.
Yeah. And a 40-year-old man was arrested on suspicion of drug possession after officers allegedly found marijuana and hash in his car. Where's the
what?
Hash, son?
I ain't heard any
Pass
hash
Pass that
around
shit
here.
Around, you fucking Bogart.
No shit, dude. Don't Bogart the hash.
Yeah, come on, bruh.
Humphrey Bogart.
And also a 20-year-old woman on suspicion of DUI during a traffic stop.
Drinking and driving here in Montana? Get the fuck out of here. I don't believe that. So from all these stories, it sounds like drugs and drinking and driving. Because obviously,
to this pussy.
Hold on, if you weren't out driving while you were doing the drugs, you wouldn't have gotten in trouble, idiot.
Okay.
If you're going to do drugs, do them at home, you fuck.
All right, for starters, I'm not the largest man, but I know some pretty big people that would probably stand up for me.
I'd stand
okay,
up for you.
I would never do this bullshit. A I man know. In the cow smell.
What?
Area.
Hello. You know what? I don't even give a fuck. We live
reported.
In fucking Kalispell, Montana. Who gives
it's
a fuck?
It's tight,
you
son.
Want it, come
you don't
get
live
it.
Here and we do, so fuck you.
That's right. I came okay. up here in the great California exodus of 1980-something.
Okay, all the manly mountain men live in Montana. How manly is this? A man in Kalispell area reported his ex-girlfriend's new boyfriend was harassing him.
Oh, stop harassing me.
Stop
That's...
it. We're dating now. Just leave us alone.
Stop fucking my ex-girlfriend.
Seriously, you touch my ex-girlfriend again, I'll kick your ass.
Yeah. It's because, you know why? It's because there's only so many girls to go around.
Here's
so we
one.
Gotta hold on to the ones we get. If we even get any.
Here's another one. Police broadcast the description of a man who threatened to harm his ex-wife's new husband.
He threatened to harm
yeah,
him. I'm going to harm you,
boy.
The
suspect who reportedly had access to a shotgun and a revolver was
Ooh.
Driving in from out of town.
We got
Ooh.
Guns. You want beef? My whole crew got beef. beef, son. Mm-hmm. Come get it. Come get some. Word.
Ooh, this one's exciting. A car ran off the road into a snowbank on North Main Street.
Hold on, read it in sexy voice.
Which sexy voice?
Your sexy voice. The one you read to me in last night.
Oh.
Was I not supposed to say that?
That's just like a two-person voice.
Your girlfriend's going to get so pissed at you now. Pissed.
That's more of a one-on-one voice.
Sorry, guys.
Like a mano y mano.
And y'all are going to hear it because I ain't editing shit. I got enough shit to do without taking out his slip-ups and Kellett's... fuck. All right, so what else is going on here?
You can't take the slip-up, son.
Then
you gotta read off that page, Bliatch.
Fine, all right, this is what's going on in the county.
Bliatch.
We'll just go right down the line. A Riverside Drive resident called Flagg County Sheriff's deputies about a suspicious vehicle after watching a woman back her car into a dead end and kill her lights. What? That's murder.
She was.
Why would you kill your light?
She was banging that horse.
Sorry.
She was.
What I'm saying? In the jam hole. The woman told deputies she had just pulled over for a place to think.
About doing heroin.
Yeah. About killing her lights.
About killing my lights.
All right.
Shooting shit in my.
That lady,
stuff.
Dumb fuck. Two pit bulls were spotted in the backyard of a Mountain View Drive home. Animal wardens were unable to locate the dogs. Now, what the fuck? I see this a lot around here.
Constantly.
You're all a bunch of cracker-ass fucking white boys. The closest you ever been to a nigger was on television. And you guys walk around with your fucking pit bulls, your pants sagging. What the fuck is that? You're a bunch of faggot fucks. Go back to fucking L.A., you fake fuck. Fuck.
I have a pit bull.
Yeah, but
and
you're not.
She's nice. And I don't wear saggy pants.
Your pit bull has the worst gas I have ever smelled. I mean, human.
And if I was being attacked, I'd just let her
the
go.
The worst.
Bite him. I don't care.
Yeah, I don't really care for dogs anymore. I was raised around Rottweilers. My parents used to show dogs and all that shit.
Your parents' dog now is pretty cool.
Yeah, that dog
is
pretty
oaf.
Cool. A big German Shepherd.
He's pure.
Just in general, I don't like
pure,
dogs.
Huge.
They smell, they eat, and they shit. And honestly, I think the only reason people have dogs is so they have something to feel smart about. They have something to exercise their power. Yeah, just dumb shit like that. Or the people that are all insecure with themselves and have to beat their animals so they feel good about themselves. Fuck that. Get rid of your dogs.
Yeah.
They're stupid. If you want a pet, get a cat. Cats are so much fucking better than dogs.
I have six cats.
If they shit, they bury it. They don't fucking stink. They don't drool. Well, some cats do.
A couple of my cats
that
drool.
That old cat at that one
them.
Place we deliver to, he drools all over the
that
place.
That cat's funny.
All right, anyway, that's my dog. Fuck dogs. Get cats.
I like them both.
Like OMG cats, like the jam. Whoa, I totally fucked that plug up. OMG cats, like jamhole.omgcats.com for all your podcasting needs and wants. Oh fuck! It's late. We are an hour into this biatch. Let's kind of wrap this up. Deputies, deputies responded to a residence off Riverside Road and arrested a 23-year-old man, boy, more like it, wanted on warrants for DUI and criminal endangerment. Look at you,
son.
You 23-year-old. He is doing adult shit, man. DUIing and criminally endangering.
Yeah.
A Hoffman Draw woman called deputies after her ex-husband allegedly left threatening messages on her voicemail. Wow. You're a douchebag, and you're a dumb bitch for dating this douchebag in the first place. You did
douchebag.
That once?
Yeah, I was really mad at my girlfriend, and I called her. And
your current one?
No, when I was in high school. And I was like, I don't know what's going to happen if you pull this shit again. And that's all
I'm gonna
I really
slit
said.
Wrists.
I didn't say if it was going to be violent or if I was just going to leave or I was going to break something, you know? I didn't say anything about suicide or nothing. But then I got talked to by her parents and her dad's roommate and stuff, like sat me down and gave me a little psych evaluation.
Vote yes on suicide.
They were Her dad and her dad's roommate were cops, and so I got the fucking rundown. It was bad.
They Speaking were all right, of though. Cops, deputies picked up and destroyed drugs found at a lakeside bar and casino.
Destroy them in my face, son.
Yeah, I destroy drugs daily, son.
I destroy that shit.
All right, a wildebeest lane man whom a friend thought may be suicidal turned out to be just emotional. Eh.
All he really wanted was a Pepsi.
He just wanted a hug. Pepsi.
Just wanted a hug. My best interest?
And
what do you mean, my best interest?
You don't know what my interests are, let alone my best ones.
Little classic rock your face off music there.
Rock me like a hurricane.
That's the shit that makes you want to stand up and punch your
dick.
Family members.
Makes me want to punch my dick.
Makes me want to beat dick my dick nuts. Like it owes me money.
Yeah. All right, and rounding off the roundup here, dogs were spotted chasing a deer on Foothill Drive.
A deer, imagine it.
I know.
What are dogs?
Dogs chasing a deer?
Dogs'
Fuck
natural
that.
Instinct is to chase shit, and our state just happens to be full of wild deer.
Wild deer.
Yeah,
I mean, these
wild
deer, they are partying,
can't
they
get
are
close
doing
to them.
Drugs, they have
yeah.
no respect
they won't
for
talk to you
human
anymore.
Well-being. No, these deer are wild.
They have little emotion for anybody around them.
Oh, yeah, they could give a fuck yeah. about you or me, but man, get in their way, oh, watch the fuck out, fucking deer.
Yep.
All right, well,
I like deer.
I think that is about all the time we have. We're an hour and a half. Whoa, I mean an hour and 5 minutes. I think five is half because it's half of 10. Anyway, it is late, and yeah.
My hole is jammed.
Yeah, my hole is jammed. I hope you've all been enjoying listening to The Jam Hole. If you want, feel free to email us, thejamhole@gmail.com. That's thejamhole, J-A-M-H-O-L-E, @gmail.com. Check us out on MySpace, myspace.com/thejamholepodcast. And come by our actual website, jamhole.omgcats.com. That's jamhole.omygodcats, but the acronym, .com. This is Thursday, February 22nd, 2008. If you're keeping track, my name's Matt.
And I am Travis.
And this is The Jam Hole.
Jam this hole straight to your fucking face.
Jam.
Stop what you're doing, cause I'm about to ruin the image and the style that you're used to. I look funny, but yo, I'm making money, see? So yo, world, I hope you're ready for me. Now gather round, I'm the new fool in town, and my sound's laid down by the underground. I drink a bottle of Hennessy you got on your shelf, so just let me introduce myself. My name is Humpty, pronounced with the umpty. Yo, ladies, oh, how I like to funk thee. And all the rappers in the top 10, please allow me to bump thee. I'm stepping tall, y'all, and just like Humpty Dumpty, you're gonna fall when the stereos pump me. I like to rhyme, I like my beats funky, I'm spunky. I like my oatmeal lumpy, I'm sick with this. Straight gangsta Mac, but sometimes I get ridiculous. I'll eat up all your crackers and your licorice. Oh, yo, fat girl, come here, are you ticklish? Yeah, I called you fat, look at me, I'm skinny. It never stopped me from getting busy, I'm a freak. I like the girls with the boom. I once got busy in a Burger King bathroom. I'm crazy, allow me to amaze thee. They say I'm ugly, but it just don't faze me. I'm still getting in the girls' pants, and I even got my own dance.
The Humpty Dance is your trance.